Testing for the novel coronavirus has gotten off to a slow start in Massachusetts and across the country, but testing in Massachusetts is about to pick up. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports on the plans of state public health officials.
I'm sure you've heard of the troubled story of rolling out testing.
That's Dr. Larry Madoff from the State Department of Public Health, telling state lawmakers yesterday how few coronavirus tests the federal government originally made available.
I'm happy to say that we've overcome those obstacles now and that testing is going on, has been going on since last week at the State Public Health Laboratory.
Now, federal criteria for testing have been broadened to allow doctors more discretion to order tests. And Madoff told lawmakers the supply is expanding.
As the availability of tests increases, and we're expecting to bring on board about 1,000 additional test capacity, that will help us increase the amount of testing that we're able to do.
Until now, health officials had reported only 20 coronavirus tests here, including just two patients who tested positive and are now recovering.
The biggest resource constraint that we have is the inability to do widespread diagnostics.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky is chief of infectious diseases at Massachusetts General Hospital. She says until now, only a trickle of patients there could be tested for the novel coronavirus. If tests were abundant?
Oh, I think we would want to test everybody with an influenza-like illness in the ER.
Ultimately, Walensky says having more tests could also help calm fears about the new coronavirus. She says it's scary that the virus is likely to make many people sick.
The reason I think it's so scary is because we don't know how many people have it who don't get that sick. That's really where the diagnostic could be super helpful here.
Widespread testing could show the mortality rate is much lower than the recent estimate of about 2%. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.